selling handheld game machines to older consumers. Bloomberg Bootcamp, a report on today's technology. They've been fixtures in the hands of millions of kids for years, Nintendo's Game Boy game machines. The latest version is the dual-screen Nintendo DS, and while the main appeal is still to teens and young adults, a new title is aimed at baby boomers. It's called Brain Age, a game designed to improve memory. The Japanese version has sold more than 3 million copies since last May. Now Nintendo is bringing it to the U.S. market. Senior Director of Corporate Communications, Beth Llewellyn.
Brain Age defies typical description. I mean, you can't really categorize it like you would a typical video game. It is based on some work that was done by a neuroscientist in Japan who felt that certain exercises can really keep your brain sharp, increase blood flow to certain parts of the brain. And these can be very simple exercises, math problems, math calculations, reading aloud, almost like when people do crossword puzzles and Sudoku and other things. So we took that kind of knowledge or that learning and put it into a game, and we added elements to make it have that kind of more game-like feel.
The game tracks your progress over days and weeks. You may or may not want to know what it says about your real brain age. The game sells for under $20. Of course, you need a Nintendo DS to play it. It goes for about $130. Nintendo is looking for ways to broaden its appeal, with Sony giving it competition in the handheld space with the PlayStation Portable. Bloomberg Bootcamp. I'm Fred Fishkin.